This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. and Russia have signaled their willingness today to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded within hours, saying it appreciated Russia's, quote, willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. The State Department said the United States is prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement. Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed in 2010. It imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. The fiancé of slain Washington Post opinion columnist Jamal Khashoggi has filed a civil case against Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, in a Washington, D.C. court. The case claims bin Salman and other Saudi officials saw Khashoggi's actions in the United States as, quote, an existential threat to their interests. It accuses them of conspiring to kill him in order to stop his advocacy for democratic reform in the Arab world. Fiance filed a suit along with the organization Democracy in the Arab World Now, or DAWN. That's the organization for which Khashoggi served as executive director. In September, a Saudi court sentenced eight people to jail for Khashoggi's 2018 murder. It happened in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Five people were sentenced to 20 years in prison. Three others were sentenced to between 7 and 10 years, according to state media. This is VOA News. Thailand's cabinet has announced it will recall its parliament from recess to discuss ongoing pro-democracy demonstrations in the country. Lawmakers are expected to meet for a non-voting session next Monday and Tuesday. Embattled Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-Cha says he's approved the plan. Protesters are calling for Prayut's resignation and several other changes to Thailand's constitution. They're also calling for changes to the monarchy, a seemingly untouchable institution in Thailand, where insulting royalty can result in criminal charges. The Thai government on Tuesday ordered the closing of Voice TV. That's one of four media outlets under investigation by the government for their coverage of the protest movement. FCC Thai, a press club of local and foreign journalists in Thailand, said in a statement Sunday it was deeply concerned about the investigation of news outlets in relation to the protests. The U.S. Justice Department, along with the attorneys general of 11 U.S. states, on Tuesday brought a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of maintaining illegal monopolies over search and search advertising on the Internet. The action was widely expected. It's considered the most significant antitrust case since 1998, when the Justice Department sued Microsoft for its monopoly of the software market. In a statement, Google chief legal officer Kent Walker called the lawsuit deeply flawed and said in a blog post that people use Google because they choose to, not because they can't find alternatives. Google's parent company is a trillion-dollar company based in California with revenues of up to $160 billion. Last year, Google accounts for nearly 90% of all search queries in the United States. Attorney General William Barr said the lawsuit is not tied to conservative concern over content moderation and censorship by online platforms. In recent years, President Donald Trump and Republicans have accused Google and other online platforms of silencing conservative viewpoints. Bolivia appears to be shifting sharply away from the conservative policies of the United States-backed interim government that took power last year after leftist President Evo Morales resigned and fled the country. Morales's party is claiming victory in Sunday's presidential election. The leading rival to his hand-picked successor conceded defeat Monday, as did interim President Jeanine Añez. Officials aren't releasing a quick count of results from Sunday's vote, but two independent samples of selected polling places give Añez a lead well beyond what he needs to avoid a runoff. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said he could be held responsible for thousands of killings under his anti-drugs crackdown. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.